Hello, listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio, Channel 88.1 FM, KFHC Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA Storm Lake. I am so pleased that you have set your dials to this radio station because it is another episode of Faith in Action. I'm your host for the show, Joanne Fox, and again, so very pleased that you have taken time out of your busy schedule to listen to our show and support us. So our show today is about an event that in the past, as a journalist, I covered with some frequency, and I'm very excited to say it is back for an in-person event, and that is the 26th Bishop's Dinner for Catholic Schools. And listeners, I got to tell you, it just takes my breath away. Over a quarter of a century, this event has been going on to benefit our Catholic schools. So now would be a good time, if you have it, to grab some paper, a pen or a pencil, or your phone, or if you're by a laptop, and put in the date. It is September 17th. And we are crossing the river here in Siouxland. It is at the South Sioux City, Nebraska Marriott on the riverfront, an absolutely lovely facility. So, again, Saturday, September 17th, the South Sioux City Marriott on the riverfront. And this event benefits our 5,800 students in our 16 Catholic schools in the Diocese of Sioux City. Always a great event, always well attended. The keynote speaker this year is Nick Nurse, who is now in his fourth season as head coach of the Toronto Raptors. He guided that team to its first NBA championship in 2019. And you may be asking yourself, what in the world does Nick Nurse have anything to do with the Bishop's Dinner for Catholic Schools in the Diocese of Sioux City? Well, Nick Nurse is a Carol Kemper High School graduate. And so that's the connection. We are so pleased that he said yes to the invitation to be the keynote speaker. So again, if you've got some paper and pen, if you want tickets, they can be had at scdiocese.org/bishops-dinner. So that's a lot of housekeeping stuff. And the event is just such a wonderful evening of getting together for camaraderie and community and supporting our Catholic schools. I always enjoy the winners that are the Excellent in Education and Good Shepherd winners because all their stories are just so wonderful. And it always humbles me that perhaps I'm not doing everything I could be doing when I hear their stories. So, I am blessed to have with me in the studio the two people that are chairing this year's Bishop Dinner. I want to welcome to the studio Roger Berg and his wife Kathy Berg, and they came all the way here from Carroll, Iowa. And what would you say, that's about 2 hours on the road?
Hour and 45.
Hour 45, depending how fast you go and which county road you take or which real highway you take. So I'm so tickled they're both here, and they have a connection again to the Diocese of Sioux City, just not living in Carroll, Iowa. But they come out of a background of being associated with Catholic schools. So, Kathy, I want to start with you. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Okay, my name is Kathy Berg. I am originally from Early, Iowa. I went to Sacred Heart School in Early until eighth grade. My parents are Al and Jean Lisk. They still live in Early. Mm-hmm. I went to Storm Lake St. Mary's then for high school, and then I went on to Briar Cliff and graduated from Briar Cliff with a four-year degree in education. And then that's where I met Roger. And then we were married and lived in Ottawa for a small amount of time, maybe about 4 years. And then we moved to Carroll. So we've been in Carroll ever since. And I'm a teacher at Kemper in Carroll.
Okay. And which grade do you teach at Kemper?
I teach sixth grade. I am a language arts teacher.
Okay. Very good. So, Roger, can you beat that? Tell us about yourself.
I think she stole the show there, but I basically grew up in Arcadia, Iowa, on a farm just outside Arcadia, I guess. I attended St. John's Grade School, which first through third grade was actually in Vail at St. Anne's Parish. They opened, I think that was the first year I started first grade. That was when the center opened. And so I attended first through third grade in Vail, and then I went to St. John's in Arcadia for fourth through eighth grade. And then I went on to Kemper High School and graduated there in 1985. And as Kathy mentioned, I went on to Briarcliff College. And again, that's where we met my freshman year. And that is kind of it. She, I think, mentioned the rest of
Well, now, Kathy said that she went into education. What did you go into, Roger?
I was a business major at Briarcliff. And after I graduated, I began with what was then called the Agricultural Stabilization and Conservation Service. We later changed our name to the Farm Service Agency, which is part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. I started in Woodbury County at the Sioux City office in 1989, and then I was hired as the executive director for Monona County. So we moved to Onawa, and as Kathy mentioned, we were there for about 4 years, and then an opportunity came open for Carroll County. And I was hired there in 1994, I believe, the summer of 94, and we've been there ever since. So.
And I guess everybody would understand what a teacher does, you know, language arts teacher. That's pretty straightforward. But you know, Roger, could you share with the listeners what exactly it is you do with the farm services?
Well, like I said, we're with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, so basically, every 5 years, Congress passes a farm bill, and in that farm bill, every 5 years, there's usually a different set of programs that come about. We help with farm subsidies. We have loan programs. We have conservation programs for farmers. So we basically administer those farm bill programs to the farmers in each county. There's an office in just about every county in the state now, so...
Okay. So, and how appropriate, you know, down there in Carroll County where there's a lot of great farmland, you know, to interact with the farmers. And, of course, we are all grateful for them, and we always pray that everything goes well with the weather because
right.
It's important that we have food on our tables.
That's
okay.
Right.
So, I know you have children. Maybe you'd like to tell the listeners a little bit about the children.
We've been married for 34 years. We have three children. Our oldest is Allison. She is a designer for an architecture firm in Boston. Mm. She's been out there for about 5 years, 7 years?
Give or take.
Yeah. Sorry.
She worked for CMBA here in Sioux City for about 3 years, and that's where she kind of got her architecture design
experience
mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, because she went to Iowa State University and then... And moved to Sioux City
right,
shortly
that was her
after
first
that.
Job. Right. And then our son Matthew also went to Briarcliff, played basketball there. I know some people may recognize him. And he is a farm service agency director for Johnson County. Right.
Okay.
So kind of
following
in his dad's
footsteps
with that. And he is engaged and is getting married actually the week after the bishop's dinner.
Oh.
So, right. So we just have kind of everything going on in that 1 week, which is fun. We're excited. And then our youngest is Elise, and she is a teacher here in Sioux City. She works for the Healin system, and she is at the Holy Cross Center. And she also teaches 6th, 7th, and 8th grade language arts.
Oh, my gosh. So. Yeah. You two must have been great influences on the children. How did you get the architect, though?
Just always was very into design and art and really, and math, very strong math skills. And just, that's what she decided. And with their program at Iowa State, it's really nice. They kind of go into kind of a first year where they get to kind
get
of
exposed
explore.
To a lot of different.
Right, explore all the different areas. Kind of design areas. And so she was in architecture and design, and they had different things that you could kind of figure out where your best niche was. Mm-hmm. And design was where she ended up. And, Gensler in Boston was her dream job. So it was mm-hmm. very exciting. She just, one-way ticket to Boston with three suitcases, and she was
oh, God bless her. That's
yeah.
great.
Very exciting. So we get to go visit her every once in a while, which is awesome.
Terrific road trip.
Yes.
Yep, very
right.
much so.
Yeah.
So you're both products of Catholic education here in the Diocese of Sioux City. And, you know, as young people growing up, parents made the decision of where we went to high school, in essence. You know, mm-hmm. we didn't say where we were going.
Right.
It was already decided for us. But colleges, that was a different matter. Mm-hmm. And I found it interesting that you both chose a Catholic college, now a university. Roger, maybe you can tell the listeners a little bit about what intrigued you with Briar Cliff that you thought, I'm going to go there.
I like the trimester system that they had back then. I don't think they have that anymore, but that was kind of attractive because you could break up the school year into three different kind of like semesters. And I was also recruited to play baseball. I played a few years of baseball there. And
what position did you play?
I played shortstop and I pitched a little bit.
Oh, so. Okay. Very good. Yeah. Yeah. How's your skills now?
I can still throw pretty good, but I can't run.
Who can?
Well, I mean, really.
And so, Kathy, what you know, kind of made you think this would be a good fit for me to go there?
Well, I just remember one time when we had family from out of state. We came and we just drove around Sioux City, just showing them the sights. And we went up on the hill, and I think I was maybe 9 years old, and I thought to myself, I want to go to school here.
Wow.
I don't know. And it's like, it just stuck with me. And then when I was looking at colleges with education, they had a very strong education program. And I knew that I wanted to teach in a Catholic school. And so I thought this would be a good place for me to get that start. And I also was recruited to play volleyball and softball. So that was another thing. So I did those both for a few years. And then I don't know. It was a good fit. I wanted to be just being in all those, you know, Catholic schools up to there. I just knew that that was probably going to be a good place for me to have that same feeling, you know, going forward. So,
you know, as a product of all this Catholic education, which is remarkable, really, probably close to 13 years, both of you, you know, of Catholic education, what was it that these schools provided you as a foundation for you to be successful in your professional lives, your faith lives? What was it that these schools provided you, would you say? Kathy, we'll start with you.
I think it's just that common feeling. It's always like everybody there has that same goal. The teachers, the other students, you know, no matter where you are, it's just that faith base is there, and then everything else is built around that. So, you know, there was, like, you went to chapel, you had religion, you like, I was a theology major because I loved it. You know, I loved everything about my faith, and I wanted to know more about the history of it and everything. So it's just, it was very comfortable, and it was just, everything was just, you know, what I had been around and what I knew, and it just built on it.
Sounds like a terrific reinforcement of what you experienced, you know, in Early and then at Storm Lake St. Mary's, and now it just carries on.
Right.
Any parallels there for you, Roger, that you see?
I just agree. It's the Christ-centered atmosphere, the commonality that you had with, you know, you'd go to church on the weekend and you'd see your friends, you know, then in school, and just having that connection with the community and everybody in that. Carroll obviously is a very Catholic community, so just having that commonality with so many people in the area.
Yeah, and that, it just makes sense then, you know, to embrace that, because that's what we look for, is that commonality. And so I just want to remind the listeners, if they're just tuning in right now, welcome. We're so glad that you did. This show is Faith in Action. I'm the host, Joanne Fox, and we are talking with Roger and Kathy Berg from Carroll, Iowa. They are the chair couple for this year's dinner, Bishop's Dinner for Catholic Schools. Oh, my God, the 26th Bishop's Dinner. Just takes my breath away again. That, again, if you have a pencil or a paper or whatever, Saturday, September 17th, it's at South Sioux City's Marriott on the riverfront, and the event benefits the 5,800 students in our 16 Catholic schools in the Diocese of Sioux City. And the keynote speaker, which we are going to get to because there's a connection between the Bergs and the keynote speaker, and that is Nick Nurse. And he is now in his fourth season as head coach of the Toronto Raptors. He guided that team to their first ever NBA championship in 2019. And again, he is a Carroll Kemper graduate. So tickets you can get at the diocese's website, scdiocese.org/bishops-dinner. And again, we'll talk about this a little more, but we're about 15 minutes into the program, so I thought I better give a reason why you might have tuned in and wondering what in the world we're talking about. Also, I am so pleased, and I apologize I didn't say it right out of the chute, is we now have a sponsor for Faith in Action, and that is Mary's Choice. And it is a pregnancy resource center here in Sioux City. They do wonderful things counseling men and women who are facing an unplanned pregnancy and then support those families later when baby arrives. So thank you so much to Mary's Choice for seeing value in what we do here at 88.1 FM, KFHC, Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA Storm Lake. So that was a lot of stuff to just remind you what we're doing here. So, again, thank you so much to Kathy and Roger for talking about the foundations that their Catholic high school, grade school, and then college provided for them and, you know, allowed them to be successful individuals in their professions, in their faith lives, and now their children. Wonderful stories about the architect, the teacher, and the Farm Services Administration young man. So it's great. So we come to the point where I think those of us as parents look back on our education and ask ourselves what we would like to have happen with our children. And so all three of your children are Carol Kemper grads. Mm-hmm. And what went into that decision? I mean, Roger, of course, will have his own thoughts because he's an alum. Go Kemper.
Right.
But
go Knights.
Go Knights. Also, great effort on their part in it was the baseball.
State baseball. It was exciting.
Yes. So exciting.
So fun. Yes.
So what went into your thought process when it came time to enroll Allison and then later on your other two with, because Carol has a fine public school system as well.
True.
So then what was the decision making in that?
Well, I think just because of our background and what we had when as we were growing up, that was both of us from day one, that was what we were going to want for our children. So we were going to do just about anything to try to make sure that they were in a Catholic school because we knew that that's where they would just receive the faith-based education that we are very strongly, you know, in tune to also. So when we were in Ottawa, we had looked at possibly what's...
Moving to Mapleton.
Right,
and then
to
possibly,
be closer.
Yeah, because the closest school there was probably Danbury Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
So and that was going to get us K-6, so we knew that, so we were looking at that. And then when his job opportunity came up to interview for Carroll County...
We were like, talk about the Lord working in mysterious ways.
Yeah. We're like, this would be like winning the lottery for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a big thing. So when he got that, it was, we were over the moon. Just mm-hmm. we knew that our kids were going to get K-12 because of the strong Catholic education system in Carroll. So done. There was no other decision to make. So
terrific.
Yeah.
And of course, you as an alum, Roger, you already knew what the system was like.
Exactly.
And, you know, probably teachers you had might have been the teachers that are still there.
There's some still there.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot still there. And so our kids had a lot of the same teachers that I had when I went to Kemper. So that was fun.
He would go to conferences because I'm teaching, right? So I couldn't go to some of the conferences. Mm-hmm. So he would go, and he'd just be there forever, more like catching up than actually talking about our kids' classes. So it was fun. He had a lot of fun going over to conferences.
And I think we talked a little about that commonality that we have with these individuals that cross our paths and how important that is to kind of build up the sense of community in that we're kind of all in this together.
Right.
And what would you say as you watched your kids go through the Catholic school system are differences from when you went through the Catholic school system?
Ooh. Well, for me, I only had 7 kids in a class.
Oh.
And I probably, 4 of them were my cousins. You know, it was just like that kind of thing. So then I come to Kemper and my kids have 80, 90, you know, 100 kids in their class. And that was a shock for me because my high school class had 32. So that was a big deal. But I also thought it was very nice for them to have that many kids. And when we tell people that Kemper has that many kids, they cannot believe that there's that many kids in a class in Kemper. So that's the biggest difference. And then just all the opportunities that they have, you know, just because I came from a smaller school, which had a lot of opportunities, but still just all the things that they could do, taking college classes and being in like all the different type of extracurricular activities and just things like that that they have opportunities for now.
And how about you, Roger? What did you see as the differences between when you were at Kemper and when the kids were at Kemper?
Well,
yours is almost the opposite because you had huge classes.
Yeah, I had close to 230 and or a little over 230 in my class. So just the consistency in the teachers. I knew they were all good teachers. And like Kathy said, just the extracurricular activities that they were able to be exposed to, because our kids participated in plays and sports and
music and speech, and they were in everything.
Yeah, truly, that is it, is the opportunities to participate in other activities has just exponentially exploded over the years from when I was in school to when my boys were in school, and now I have granddaughters in school, and I can't keep up.
Right.
And that and the technology.
Yes.
That has been absolutely jaw-dropping. To see, like you mentioned, Kathy, the ability, and they were just starting it when I was in school, that you could take a college class.
Uh-huh.
And then when my boys got into Helan, then all of a sudden you could take more college classes,
right,
to the point where pretty soon you could graduate and have almost your gen eds out of the way.
Right. You're almost like a semester ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you know, growing up in Carroll and having kids in the Catholic school system, and I imagine that you were no strangers to the Bishop's Dinner for Catholic Schools.
Right, right. We have gone to quite a few that we've really enjoyed. And then our daughter was a Bishop Scholar Award winner.
Okay.
And so then, well, she was going, so it's like, well, let's go too. And that was a lot of fun. Then we went every year that she was in college, we ended up going for sure those years. And then other times when people were recognized, like your brother got an education award one year because he's a principal. Ryan, his brother, is a principal at Storm Lake St. Mary's.
Oh, small world.
Yeah.
I remember when Ryan got that award.
Yeah. So
yay,
that was fun. And then we've had other Kemper teachers get the awards too. So we always go and support that. And, you know, it's just, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Very good. And I imagine at Kemper, you were probably involved in things that benefited the school as well.
15 years ago, we did the Kemper Ball.
Oh,
so,
yeah. That, once is enough.
We're good. I know. There's other
we're
people
good.
Like, we should do it again. Like,
no.
Oh, I think we're good.
Yeah, I'm sure there's somebody else can step up to the plate. So how did it come about that you two are the chair couple for this year's Bishop's Dinner? I mean, did you volunteer? Which, if you did, I'm going to maybe have a chat with you when we're off air. But how did this come about?
Well, I got a heads up from a friend of mine that they were kind of looking for somebody that had a connection to Nick. So they were looking for a past, you know, a classmate or somebody. And I know they had kind of maybe reached out to some other people but weren't too sure. And she recommended us because it was like, well, Roger was in his class. And then just all, and she knew all the connections that we had to Catholic schools forever. So she's like, I think the Bergs would be perfect. So she told an administrator at Kemper, and then at the Kemper Ball, she came up and asked us if we would be interested. And I think it surprised her by how fast I said yes. But we had kind of discussed it ahead of time.
Okay.
I gave him the heads up. I said, hey, we may get asked to do this. What do you think? And we were like, once in a lifetime opportunity. I just think it's amazing. So
it truly is. Did you have any idea, though, what it all entailed? Maybe you did, coming off the Kemper Ball.
It's similar in that it's very organized, and they have, you know, a step-by-step process that they have a timeline that they meet. And so that is very organized, you know, that, but then there's little things that you can switch up and change if you want to or add or, you know, and so they're very, very, you know, like flexible that they will work with you. How much do you want to do? How little do you want to do? You know, they're very good with that. And so I was like, we're all in. I'm going to be on the Zoom meetings. We'll be good, you know, so.
So were you all in as well, Roger? Or did you have any misgivings? Because I could tell you, I would. Just having gone to these events, I know what it takes to put them together. So
yeah, I didn't know what all was going on in the background with the planning part, but I thought it would be pretty fun since Nick's going to be the guest speaker. Mm-hmm. And some of the other speakers we've been to, I just thought, and just so many people that we see the years we've gone, it's always nice to see them and visit every time we come back to Sioux City at the Bishop's Dinner. So I was all in as well, even though I didn't know everything I was getting into. But
I know, but it's like a reunion kind of thing because you see priests from other parishes that we've been involved in and teachers from other schools, and it's a big reunion for us. So we've always really enjoyed going. So that's what we want to just kind of convey to you, that it's so much fun to go, and we really hope people want to join us.
Oh, absolutely. Do you have a favorite Bishop's Dinner speaker that kind of resonates with you? Roger? You can't say Nick Nurse because he had...
Doug McDermott a few years ago.
Doug McDermott, yeah.
He was very good. He did a very nice job. He was
probably one of the best ones.
He was very good.
Yeah, he was very gracious at the press conference. Again, listeners know that this show is all about me, so I always talk about how I cover this stuff over the years. And he was kind enough to take a picture with me. Honestly, I came up to his belt, I swear. But he was so gracious, and he was so delightful.
Yeah.
Doug did a very good job. Would you agree, Kathy, or do you have another one?
Oh, no. He is one of my favorites. But we were really looking forward to him, too, because we're basketball fans, and so Creighton, we like Creighton also, so that was just, it was very exciting. Mm-hmm. So he did a very nice job.
He did a really good job. I remember Al Roker.
He was another one.
Very good and very passionate about what Catholic schools meant to him.
Right.
Kind of surprised me, you know, because I'm so used to him being kind of lighthearted on the
Today Show
with the weather, you know, but his passion for saying what Catholic education meant to him was astonishing.
Right.
Just astonishing.
Right. And what his parents did to make sure that he went to a Catholic school and everything, it was fascinating.
Yep, absolutely. So now it's time to talk a little bit about the keynote speaker, Nick Nurse. So, Roger, have you kept in touch with Nick over the years?
Not a lot.
So it's not like you're a buddy.
Yeah, he's been away. I mean, he was in Europe for a number of years, and now he's been in Toronto the last four. So
he came back for a class reunion. Was it your 25th?
Yeah, and we didn't do our last class reunion because of COVID. So it's been a few years since.
Right. Our son actually ran into him, or has seen him more recently than we have.
Yeah.
Really?
Right.
And what were the circumstances?
Well, his fiance was in grad school or in school at orthoptic school in Buffalo, New York. So he was going to go see her, and so let's just go to Toronto and go to a Raptors game.
Yeah.
So they get tickets, and then he was like, you know what? My dad went to school with Nick Nurse. I'm just going to try to get a hold of his press person or whoever you get a hold of, to see if we can do a little meet and greet ahead of time. Sure, why not? They got a tour of the place, got to talk to him down on the court, had pictures taken. Matthew got to put on his championship ring.
God, Matthew.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, I should have went with him.
Yeah, you should have, Roger. Oh, my gosh.
So anyway, that was very exciting. And Nick was so gracious and just so accommodating and just very, they loved it. They had a really good experience with that. There was a group of friends that went up, so they had a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, yeah. Roger, as you kind of watched Nick's ascension as this Toronto Raptor coach and the NBA title and all this stuff, I mean, it's exciting. If he was my classmate, I'd be going, oh, I'm so proud. Mm-hmm. But the listeners really want to know something about Nick Nurse that nobody else would know. What was he really like in high school?
Oh, he was actually kind of quiet guy, very hard worker, loved sports, I think he was actually looking forward to pole vaulting, but about that same time, I think it might have been our freshman year, they kind of did away with pole vaulting and track, at least at our school. So
well, at most schools because of the injuries.
Yeah, kind of dropped that.
So, but I know pole vaulting was kind of a passion when I first met him, but we probably first met our freshman year, and we played senior Little League together.
Okay.
But we actually went to the state tournament and won the state tournament as teammates here in Sioux City back in probably, I think it was 1981. So, but just pretty quiet guy. Like I said, enjoyed sports and really enjoyed basketball.
Okay.
And,
kind of surprising to see, you know, his accomplishments then. It's kind of like, hey, you know what? I went to high school with this guy. Yeah. We played Little League, and my gosh, you know, he took a team to the championship for the NBA. I mean, that must have been kind of jaw-dropping.
Yeah, that's crazy how someone you went to high school with could make that great a stride in the basketball profession. So I'm proud of him. I think he's done a great job. Like I said, he's always a hard worker, and especially in sports in high school, and so he deserves everything he's accomplished because he worked hard and just kept striving to get where he wanted to be. So
have you chatted with him since you two have taken on the chair couple?
Just sent a short text. That's about all.
Okay. Oh, so you have his number.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Because we would have loved to have had him on this show, but he's busy. So, but that's okay. We got the second best thing going on here. Again, listeners, if you're just tuning in right now, again, I'm so grateful. This, of course, is Faith in Action, and I'm the host, Joanne Fox. And we are talking about the 26th Bishop's Dinner for Catholic Schools. Again, that is Saturday, September 17th. It is at the South Sioux City Marriott on the riverfront. And this event benefits the 5,800 students in our 16 Catholic schools in the Diocese of Sioux City. The keynote speaker is Nick Nurse, and he is a Carroll Kemper graduate, along with my guest in the studio, Roger Berg. And Nick is the coach of the Toronto Raptors, and he guided the team to his first NBA championship in 2019. Another neat thing that goes along with this event is they always honor teachers and staff with Excellent in Education Awards and also Good Shepherd winners. And I had forgotten that Ryan Berg, that is Roger's brother, was a winner in that category. And so we give a shout out to him. So I guess, I've got to remember again that this show is brought to you by Mary's Choice, one of our favorite collaborators in the Diocese of Sioux City. They are a pregnancy resource center here in Sioux City. And again, I can't thank them enough for being the sponsors of this show. It just means the world to me. So I guess we've kind of come into the place now where, you know, if somebody's listening and they're thinking to themselves, well, this sounds like it might be an interesting event and I haven't gone in the past, what would you say to that individual who's listening to kind of push them over the edge to attend this event? Kathy, why don't you give this a shout out?
Well, like I said before, it's like a big reunion. You go and you see people in the diocese that you maybe haven't seen for a while, or old classmates, or, you know, and you just get kind of caught up with them and you get to visit, and it's just, it's a lot of fun. And you're there for all that one collective reason, because everybody in that room is a supporter of the Catholic schools in the diocese. And that's just a great bonding kind of event. And like I said, it's a lot of fun. Every time we've gone, it's been a lot of fun. Good food, speakers are interesting, good desserts.
The food is always class A. Yes, I have been at tables in which I have rearranged the desserts. So I get the one that I really like because I can do that.
There you go.
And, of course, we, too, support the event. We are one of the many sponsors as well because Siouxland Catholic Radio believes so firmly in the event. So we are glad to do that as well. So you talked about, you know, the commonality, and we're all, it's kind of like a big reunion. What's the hook for you, Roger, that you would say to yourself, yeah, I want to go, besides seeing Nick Nurse?
I would concur with what Kathy said. Just being able to see all the different people throughout the diocese that maybe you went to college with, or the priests that you had come through your parish over the years. In Carroll County, we have quite a few parishes, so we've had a lot of different priests rotate through. It's just nice to see them again and honor the Catholic school systems throughout the diocese with the teacher awards. It's always nice to see those and hear the recognition and what the great teachers are doing throughout the Diocese of Sioux City.
Yeah, because the event does benefit our diocesan schools, and then that's passed on, that benefit, to our students, which is so important. I know a lot of the things that you do are to promote attendance at this, mm-hmm. but having gone to these events, as you both have, you know the chair keep couple has to get up and say a few words.
We do.
So, have you thought about what it is you're going to say? Because they tape this event for posterity.
It's going to be very similar to what we've told you today, probably, just our background and how connected we are to the diocese and the Catholic education, and just how we've come through it ourselves as students and then as parents, how important it was to us. And now, you know, as I work in the diocese, I mean, just the, mm-hmm. all those different perspectives. And so we just felt like that's probably what we're going to talk about, and just how important it was to us in all those different kind of forms for us as students ourselves, as parents, and now still working, you know, for one of the diocesan schools.
In talking to other folks about this event, you know, we haven't had one in person for 2 years. Mm-hmm. The last 2 years have been virtual. Are you sensing some enthusiasm or energy because people want to get back together, or are there still some reticence because they're worried, you know, about their health? And what are you sensing from individuals you're talking about this event to?
Most people seem very excited.
Yeah, I don't think anybody really has any concerns about COVID attending it, as far as from that perspective. So I think they're just excited to get back together again and enjoy the speaker and the award winners.
Right.
I think is.
Because I think that's what, you know, we've kind of talked about the theme over and over, is that commonality mm-hmm. that we have, that sense of community and building it up. And of course, this is such a benefit for our students in the Catholic schools that mm-hmm. that resonates with a lot of folk.
Right.
So I know another one of the responsibilities of the chair couple is to taste test the food. And that in and of itself has to be a joy. So are you looking forward to a certain kind of entree or dessert? Those are always my two favorites.
I'm just going to wait and see what they have to offer, because we're doing that later today. And I am not super picky, and all the things that they usually have are so delicious. So I am open to whatever. I am not going to be picky.
Same here. I love all kinds of food. So. And they always have good wine, too.
So. That's true, too. Very much so.
Yeah.
So, again, you know, we want to make sure the listeners understand that it's just not you two. I mean, you mentioned the diocese and the staff up there.
Right.
Because you two could just not do this by yourselves. A, you're in Carroll, Iowa, uh-huh. which is an hour 45 minutes, depending on which roads you take to get to Sioux City and South Sioux. But it's got to be fulfilling to have the diocese and its staff be supportive of everything you do.
Right. Like I said, it's so well planned, and they have a certain steps, you know, that they take when they first contacted us and what we need to do next. And then at every meeting, okay, this is what we need to do next. And they're all working behind the scenes, you know, taking care of things and getting things lined up, and just all the little things that we don't have to worry about. They're all taking care of those things. So it's very nice.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So why, again, if somebody is listening and they still are kind of intrigued but on the fence, why is it important to have an event like this instead of perhaps just sending out a mailing asking people to donate and support Catholic education? Why is an event like this important?
I think it's that nice, just that opportunity to get together, just to see people, to, you know, see the same ones you see every year, or, oh, they're new and they came because they have an award winner in their school this year, and so they brought a busload of people up. I mean, it's just that kind of atmosphere that you get to see people that are just really happy to be there.
Absolutely.
It's just nice to make new connections or rekindle old connections, and so.
Right, because one of the educator awards is from Humboldt. She taught at Kemper. She taught our son in seventh grade. So now she's getting an award, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's so exciting that this year she's going to be getting one of the awards. So that's always just fun, and we didn't know that ahead of time, but you know, now she's going to be there, and that's exciting.
That is. And again, that commonality that we all have. One of the added additions this year that we haven't had in previous years is the celebration of Mass at the Cathedral of the Epiphany by Bishop R. Walker Nicholas. We believe he will still be bishop at that time. One never knows. Listeners, you know, if you follow our program, you know, I interviewed him and he had many wonderful things to say about the diocese and many insights about hitting 75 and looking to the future. So that is a nice addition. So Mass will be at 4 o'clock that day at the cathedral. And then we segue over to the Marriott, where there will, of course, be a press conference and what I call happy hour, but we'll call it the social hour. So, if you know, you mark this on your calendar along with the dates, Saturday, September 17th, Mass at 4 o'clock. That is not obligatory to attend that, but it's nice, you know, because if you're here, you're here. You might as well be the celebration of Mass. And then that is followed over at the Marriott with the social hour. And then dinner probably will start about 6, 6:15.
Right.
You know, as everybody knows in an event like this, it's kind of like herding cats. Come on, everybody. You know, no more appetizers. No more champagne. We got to sit down. We got to start the dinner.
Right.
And so probably about that time, you know, for those of you who are driving in, you know, maybe at a distance, so you need to plan a little bit. That I would say, you know, if you were getting there, it's certainly by 6 that, you know, you could get in place. And and they strongly recommend not walking in the door because, yes, they will probably find a place for you to sit. Yes, you might get something to eat, but it's so important to put your reservation in ahead of time. Again, it's just respectful of the planning for the food. And any of us who know, you know, when you put something together, you have to have a sense of how many people are going to be there. So then the staff at the Marriott can accommodate the needs of how many people are going to be there.
Right.
Any guess on how many might be there?
I really don't. I don't know. It'll be interesting since we haven't had it for a couple of years, just how that'll go. We really don't know.
All right. I guess we will find out. So, listeners, that kind of wraps it up again for another edition of Faith in Action. I want to thank my guests, Roger Berg and Kathy Berg. They are the chair couple for this year's Bishop's Dinner for Catholic Education. Or Catholic Schools. I'm going to remind you again that date, Saturday, September 17th. It kicks off with Mass celebrated at the Cathedral of the Epiphany by Bishop Walker Nicholas, and then the social hour at the Marriott on the riverfront in South Sioux, followed by dinner. There's the keynote, Nick Nurse. I can hardly wait to see what it is he's going to say. And I imagine Roger, his classmate, is also intrigued. Are you going to give him any tips, Roger?
No, I think he's probably had enough speeches.
Press conferences.
Yeah.
He's probably
He can handle it.
Okay. Well, but if he can't, you're going to step up to the plate,
right?
There you go.
Yeah.
And I've got to ask you, Kathy, have you got your dress yet?
I do not.
Oh, Kathy.
I have my dress for the wedding. I got that one first. So now I'm going to work on the bishop's dinner dress.
Okay. So. This is good to know because we women like to know this kind of thing.
I know. Sorry.
So, again, the event benefits the students in our 16 Catholic schools in the Diocese of Sioux City. It is the 26th Bishop's Dinner for Catholic Schools. Tickets are $150 each, and you can reserve those on the website, scdiocese.org/bishops-dinner. So, again, this show is brought to you courtesy of Mary's Choice, a pregnancy resource center in Sioux City. We thank them so much. And God bless all the work they do. and also thank them for sponsoring this show. So behalf, well, thank you both to Roger and Kathy Berg. What a joy to meet both of you and hear all about your connection to Catholic schools.
Well, thank you for having us. Yes. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you for
truthfully.
Having us.
And so on behalf of my executive producer of this show, Ann Reed, and myself, I want to remind you that a faithful reaction is always good, but faith in action is so much better. Thanks for listening, and God bless.